Hello and welcome to the Geek History Lesson Extra podcast, the extra podcast you get for supporting Geek History Lesson here on Patreon, and we love you for it. And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, and he's Jason Inman, and we just got finished talking about Cyborg, yeah? And it was pretty great.
11001110. Now, Ashley, you got to tell the people, because there are all our amazing patrons out there, you made a promise of saying your teaching tweet from the main episode in binary.
Yeah, I'm not going to because it's 2,075 characters, and fuck that shit. I'm not reading it.
I just want it to be said for the record here that Ashley does not like binary. Okay.
I don't. I don't know anything about binary. Fuck binary.
I think that's a fair point. If it's over 100 characters, that's too much.
Yeah, it was. I didn't think
it was going to be that ridiculous.
I guess there's...
But I knew there was a binary translator out there.
Sure, there's tons of them. I guess...
tons of them. Like, you scroll through them.
There was like 15 Google pages of results, so... I guess in binary, each number sequence represents a different letter.
Yes.
So screw that. This is why binary is stupid.
Why? It's what makes the world run right now. Ashley, what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about robot superheroes, and we're gonna rank them, I guess.
Well,
we rank stuff sometimes.
All right. Well, you have a list, correct?
I have a list. Yeah.
All right, and we're just gonna go through the list. Do we want to? We're tabling Cyborg.
I think we're gonna table Cyborg.
Okay.
And I think we're gonna table Iron Man as well.
I don't consider Iron Man a robotic character
at
all.
Well, he's in a robot suit.
I don't consider him a robot.
I mostly think what we're going to do is read this list and see how many of them we actually know what they are. Because there's a lot of things. This is the Wikipedia list.
All right, so right now...
And there's a lot of things on it that I have no idea what they
are. Sure, so we're maybe... Right now, let's just roughly be like, okay, who's number one? And then if we hear a new person, we'll knock that person out of number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Go through the list.
So the first one is 8-Man, who I've never heard of.
Like 8 the number?
Like 8 the number, space, man like a man.
I don't know who that is.
They are apparently an anime character from a 1960s television show.
So I don't know him.
Next, this is going to be in alphabetical order, is Albert.
Albert who?
Just Albert. He doesn't even have
the weird cousin to Alfred.
Doesn't even have a full article. It just takes you to the name definition for Albert. This is a great list.
I think somebody made a fake list on this.
Well, the next one is a real thing. The next one is Astro Boy.
Astro Boy. Oh, that's a good character.
I think Astro Boy would be tough not to just put number one for the significance in larger popular culture history. You know what I mean? Like, Astro Boy is the first manga / anime as we understand it now.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, but we're talking about the best robotic character, and I think Astro Boy is kind of annoying, so I'm nixing him.
How can you think Astro Boy is annoying?
He's so annoying.
What is wrong with
you? I like Astro Boy stories, but he's an annoying character.
He's not.
He's an annoying robot.
Get out.
I would kick him.
Next is Atomic Robo.
Oh, I like Atomic Robo a lot. That's the Red 5 character, if you don't know. They now have a Patreon by Scott Wigna and Brian Hibbett, something like that. If you never read Atomic Robo, you should read Atomic Robo. It's a fun independent comic book. He was built by Nikola Tesla, he's a steampunk kind of robot. He's a good robot, but I don't think he's number one. That's a good choice for this list, though.
He's not number one.
We finally got a good choice.
Next is Bumblebee, who I guess is a Transformer.
Yeah, get out of your Transformers. Nope, you're not a superhero.
I'm trying to skip all the ones that I know we definitely don't know.
Bye-bye.
Unless they're funny. Next is Clank from Ratchet & Clank. I don't know what Ratchet & Clank is.
Ratchet & Clank is a video game.
Is he good?
No, it's not a good video game, but it's had sequels. And a friend of the podcast, James Arnold Taylor, is one of the voices. I think he's the voice of Ratchet.
Next is Cliffjumper, who's apparently another Transformer.
No.
Next is Dinomutt Dog Wonder.
I know Dinomutt.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
It's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah.
He's like gray and he's got a green bib on.
Yeah.
And green shoes on his hands and his feet.
Yeah, he's no.
And a mask.
No.
You don't like any of these.
No, I am. I think we're going to find out that I am anti-robot.
You are anti-robot. Next is LCD. It's spelt like LC, like the name, and then D, like the name, but it's obviously LCD.
Who is this? Like the TV?
She is. Oh, I figured out who Albert is, too. Oh, look at this. She's a Marvel Comics character who first appeared in Wolverine Volume 2, 37. She looks like she's a sentient automaton and android. She looks like a little white girl with she's like three, maybe, with like blonde hair, and she's cowering, and shirtless, sweaty Wolverine is like over her.
No.
And Albert is an android version of Wolverine.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I know, but he's so forgettable.
Well, he's so forgettable, he doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
I know Albert. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's basically Robot Wolverine.
So I guess Robot Wolverine, yeah, like real Wolverine, has a weird young girl sidekick, yep, named LCD.
No.
Next, I think, is someone you're going to like. He is a DC Comics Superman character, the Eradicator.
Oh, I like the Eradicator.
Are you pro Eradicator or Cyborg Superman, who's not on this list?
Well, Cyborg Superman's a cyborg.
So he should be on this list.
I guess. I thought we were talking about robots here.
Well, robots and cyborgs, same thing.
The Eradicator has a really cool design. Mm-hmm. His costume, I think, is really cool. And that's one of the things that always made me like the Eradicator. He technically also was a good guy. If you read Return of Superman, he's the character that saves Superman. He's the reason why Superman doesn't die.
Well, he's bad according to the new Superman.
He becomes a villain. Yes, he has become a villain later. When he was first introduced, he was a villain. Mm-hmm. He was introduced by John Byrne. He's a cool character. I don't think he's best robotic character, but he's definitely in the top five easily.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Top five. Okay, next is Gypsy Danger, who I don't think counts because Gypsy Danger is
not a robot.
A machine, like is not autonomous.
Not a robot. Move along.
Next is Hourman, who apparently was an android at
now,
one point.
This is the Hourman that was created by Grant Morrison during his run in JLA. He was supposed to be based off the brainwaves of Rex Tyler, who was the original Hourman.
Excuse me.
He also, for a lot of time, he was in JSA the most,
mm-hmm,
and he was from the 853rd century, so his biggest storyline is DC 1 million.
Mm.
He's cool. He's not great. He has a really cool scene with Kyle Rayner, mm-hmm, in Rock of Ages,
yeah,
where he meets Kyle and he's like, this is the first time you've met me, but it's not the first time I've met you.
Oh, it's like some River Song Doctor stuff going, mm-hmm, on.
Yeah, exactly. He's a cool character, not best robot. Eradicator's better.
So next is all of the Iron People and then Iron Giant.
Oh my God. Iron Giant's really good.
There's two coming up that I think might unseat Iron Giant.
Iron Giant is Superman, basically.
Yeah.
He's an old softy.
Yeah.
And he's voiced by Vin Diesel.
In maybe his best role to date.
In Vin Diesel's best role to date. Oh, there is no maybe. That is his best role to date. Whew, Iron Giant's number one. I think there's no way. Because that movie.
Well, we'll see.
That movie is just so good.
There's two coming up that I think.
Oh, well, let's find out.
How about Jocasta, the wife of the Vision? No, wife of Ultron.
Get out of here. Jocasta's dumb. I've never liked Jocasta.
Mega Man?
Nope, bye Mega Man.
Aw, you hate all the cute little anime
Mega
ones.
Man.
You suck.
Mega Man's video games, by
I
the way.
I love Mega Man.
I like Mega Man, too. You know, we have access to Mega Man X that you should try out.
I don't know what that means.
It's one of the Mega Man video games that we actually I have.
I'm bad at video games.
But all the Mega Man video games are super hard.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't like them.
That's why I don't
like them. Life is hard. You like life.
Look, Mega Man video games are harder than life. You can quote me on that.
Get out. How about the Metal Men?
Oh, I like the Metal Men.
Who's your favorite metal band? I like Tin because he's like a wimp.
Which one's red?
Mercury.
I like Mercury.
I can't believe I knew that.
How did you know that? I don't know that.
It's
you
because
know?
I just read all that cyborg stuff where he teams up with all the Metal Men. So like for the next 2 weeks, I'll know all the Metal Men.
I like
and then
the
I
red. The red ones, the white.
Mercury. We have a little Scribblenauts of him.
Oh,
somewhere.
There you go. Somewhere. The Metal Men are great DC concepts. The Metal Men totally deserve a DC comic book Vertigo series.
Yeah.
Like an adult, like.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think they should be rebooted to where, like, it's like a bank robber uses them,
mm-hmm,
to, you know, like.
Instead of Dr. Will Magnus.
Well, or have it to, like, they get lost from Dr. Will Magnus and it's the bank robber that tries to, like.
Because the thing that's annoying about them is they're always like, oh, Dr. Will, Dr. Will. Like, well, they're very dependent.
They're also.
They're not autonomous.
They're also such a 1950s concept and they need to be updated.
Mm hmm.
So I'm sorry, they're not number one.
How about Optimus Prime?
Nope.
We don't care about
Transformers,
so sorry.
Get out of here.
You're
a Transformer,
about,
you're not a robot.
Red Tornado. We talked about him.
Red Tornado. Reddy, as the Justice League calls him.
Yeah, that's cute.
He's okay, but I've never been a huge... You know where I've liked Red Tornado the most?
Is Young
when
Justice?
He was the mentor of Young Justice.
Yeah. You didn't love him as Supergirl? Me either.
Ever since then, I kind of think that he should be teamed up with the Teen Titans. Like he should
oh,
be
that's
the,
interesting.
He should be the adult that watches the Teen Titans.
How about the Sentinels?
Nope.
Okay. Here's a character I think you like. How about Skeets?
Oh, Skeets is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Skeets, Booster Gold's pal, who's the only thing that keeps Booster Gold alive. You know, it was a big deal when Skeets came back in 52. Like,
yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was such a huge deal. And I don't know. I still got to give... Look, I love Booster Gold, and I'm super excited because Booster Gold's coming back in Action Comics. Finally!
Yeah.
After, like, 7 years is finally coming back. Or after, like, more like 4 years. But I don't know. The Iron Giant movie is so good. I love... Skeets is probably number two.
How about Stell of the Green Lantern Corps?
Nope. Get out of here.
How about the Vision?
Oh, shit. I completely forgot about the Vision.
/ the Vision family, I guess, if you like them.
I like Vision better than this family. Man, the Vision's a really good character. And the Vision is... I'll tell you about this, and you'll probably agree with me on this, because you have varying thoughts on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And
yes.
I think the Marvel Cinematic Universe...
I have
Universe,
complicated thoughts about it.
You know, gets about 80% of things right.
I would lower that number, but yes.
I know you would. but I think they get like 80% of things right.
Yeah.
One of the things that they've gotten right from the beginning is the Vision.
They got Vision so... I can't think of a better person than Paul Bettany.
Like, he's so good.
Yeah.
And he's one of the things of Civil War that really works. And to be honest with you, the little snippets we've seen in Infinity War, like, look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of seem like they're taking pages from Tom King's The Vision series.
It's a great series.
Crap. He's two.
Ooh, I would put him over Iron Giant.
No.
I would.
No.
And the last one that I think maybe we know on this one is Zeta from the Zeta Project.
Get out of here.
You don't like Zeta?
Get out of here. There was a reason why that character was spun off from the much better and so superior Batman Beyond.
I mean, I guess. I think it's funny that there's like no droids on this list.
Where's Data? Where's C-3PO?
Yeah.
Where's R2-D2?
Yeah, Data would have been a good, or any of the Datas would have been
When you told
good...
me there was somebody coming up in this list, I was like, it's going to be Data.
I really thought it was going to be Skeets. I thought you would have put Skeets up there.
No, Iron Giant is such an amazing... Iron Giant is such a touchstone movie, and I really do think that Iron Giant is going to be a movie that's going to last for a long time. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's really good. Because to be honest with you, it bombed when it came
Nobody
out.
Nobody liked it.
Nobody liked it. And now if you talk to anybody about the Iron Giant, they're like, that movie's great.
Yeah.
I kind of think Iron Giant's going to survive kind of like how Bambi survived a little mm-hmm. bit. Like it's like 20 years from now, people are still going to be talking about Iron Giant.
I think it's funny because when I was looking for this list, I could not find a curated list of like actual cyborgs. Like cyborgs,
right.
with, like humans
there
with
aren't
robotic
many.
Extensions or implants. But surely between like movies, TV, manga, you could have
sure.
made a list. And I could only find like robot lists.
The Terminator. He's a cybernetic organism.
Is he?
He is a
T-1800.
No, he's the T-1800 because they put the skin over the robot, so he
oh,
becomes
yeah.
a cybernetic
that's how
organism.
He ages. That's dumb.
A human flesh skin
well, then,
over an endoskeleton.
By that definition, are Cylons cyborgs from the Battlestar Galactica franchise?
I would say that the...
Because they can reproduce.
The human... Models.
The skin jobs?
The skin jobs could be considered cyborgs, yes. Because I think that they're
Who's your favorite,
spines.
Who's your favorite Cylon?
Ooh, from Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah. You don't have to know their numbers. It's okay. I don't remember all their numbers. But.
Yeah, knowing their numbers is tough. God, that's tough. I mean, I have to go with Six.
Yeah, Six is pretty great.
I think she's the original and the best.
I like Boomer a lot, though. Like, I like the... I guess she's not. She's Boomer, and then she's Athena.
I think my second favorite one is it Leoban?
Leoban, yeah.
The one that falls in love with Kara?
Yeah, there's a that
I like
whole
that
thing
actor.
When he has her, he's maybe the best. Him and mm-hmm. the, oh, what's the African American guy's name?
Simon, I believe, is his Cylon name.
Yeah, I think his name was on Stargate, Richard. Something. He's really good. But Leo Bond, the episodes were,
welcome to Geek History Lesson Battle Class.
Yeah, welcome. Where he has Kara and she's like painting on the walls and like trying to escape. Yeah. Those are like really
terrible fourth season of that show. Yeah.
Yeah, but that storyline is really good. Mm. Where he's trying to break, she's trying to break
away
from
him. She's on the trash dump.
Yeah, well, it's less good after that. But like the cycle of her trying to get away is really, really good.
Her paintings were good.
They were.
I give you that.
I don't know who painted. They hired like an actual artist.
100%. 100% they did.
No disrespect to Katie Sackhoff.
Yep. She's probably an amazing painter.
But,
and we know she listens. Welcome.
Yeah.
You can come on anytime.
Patriot Katie Sackhoff.
Bring Carl with
him. Yeah, he seems nice.
Bring old Carl Urban with you as well. I think we came to a nice conclusion. Iron Giant's the number one, of course. As we all knew, he would be.
Only per Jason list.
I'm just looking forward to all the people yelling because of we knocked all the Transformers off. We're like, get out of here.
Well, yeah, but that's why we don't teach our Transformers lessons.
That is right. All right. Thank you so much for your support on Patreon, guys. It really makes a difference and it really helps us out. And we hope you enjoy all this extra content. We got more content coming at you. And if any of you pick up Jupiter Jet, our first comic book miniseries, please tell us what you think about it. We'd love to hear it. And thank you so much. I am Jason 111110 Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thanks for listening, you cybernetic organisms.
Bye.